president pays tribute on Lisa Brady, Fox News, during an annual event to honor Martin Luther King Jr.
Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward.
President Biden recommitting to his agenda, including efforts to foster equity, while also pledging again to veto Republican proposals he says would hurt the middle class. The president also rejecting Republican criticism of Democrat spending amid a fast-approaching fight over raising the debt limit. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy suggesting Democrats will agree to a spending cap as part of a deal, though the White House says it will not negotiate on the debt ceiling.
The two sides still miles apart. Democrats saying that we've already spent the money, so we need to raise the limit. Republicans saying, hey, let's cut the spending so we don't have to get to that limit the next time.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House. The Treasury Secretary has said the U.S. will hit the limit this Thursday, triggering extraordinary measures to avoid default for now. The White House and House Republicans accusing each other of hypocrisy over the reaction to the handling of classified documents by President Biden and former President Trump, as special counsel probes of both continue. A new record in the migrant surge. Customs and Border Protection sources telling Fox News there were 250,000 encounters along the southern border in December.
They say in December there was 110 different countries represented in that quarter million of migrant encounters, and there were an additional 70,000 plus gotaways. Now, this comes after Mayor Eric Adams of New York City, Democrat mayor, visited El Paso. He visited with migrants at a migrant shelter, and he met with El Paso's mayor. And now he's pointing the finger at the White House, saying this is a, quote, national crisis, and it's got to be dealt with at the federal level.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. The White House has called on Congress to act. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
Sheriff's officials in California are still searching for at least two suspects in a mass shooting they think may have been gang-related. Six people killed early today at a home in central California, Tulare County. The dead include a 17-year-old and her baby. Women who serve in the Missouri House face a tougher dress code when they return to the floor this week.
Missouri Democrats call it a pointless distraction from the issues facing the state. New rules that require female legislators and staff members to wear a jacket, a cardigan, or a blazer. Missouri Rep. Republican Ann Kelly, who introduced the dress code, said it was done to ensure decorum and mirror the men's dress code of a jacket, shirt, and tie to maintain a formal and professional atmosphere on the House floor. Missouri Republicans say that criticism of the dress code was overdone when all the rules did was clarify what's required.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. 7-Eleven stores, including in Texas, California, and New York, are using music to chase some people away.
Some in the 24-hour convenience store chain creating an inconvenient environment for homeless people who they claim are harassing their customers.
Experts tell us that classical music and opera are annoying.
Jagat Patel owns a spot in Austin, Texas. He spoke to Fox and Friends first. He's been pumping up the volume of the music.
And it's working.
He and other store owners say it's led to fewer people camping out in front.
They are definitely annoyed. Even a couple of people have said that it's, you know, it's loud.
Patel says he's had to pay professionals to clean up needles while customers tell him they've been attacked by homeless people. CJ Papa, Fox News.
He's still facing sex offense charges in Britain, but actor Kevin Spacey is in Italy to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award for contributing to the growth of cinema. Spacey is scheduled to go on trial in London in June on charges of sexually assaulting four men between 2001 and 2013. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.